You think that guy really knows how we both feel?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
But it is episode 66. Danish and O'Neill are up to their old tricks.
Sixes are wild tonight, ladies and gentlemen. If you throw another six in there, that's the mark of the beast.
Also, because you played that Bushman clip, I drove by Bushman's apartment today in downtown. Almost stopped in. The door was propped open.
Wait, you dropped him off. So yeah.
Yeah, so I know where it is. And I was just downtown. I go, wait, this is Bushman Street, and then I saw his apartment complex.
It's actually called Bushman Avenue.
You got rocked down, too.
Why didn't you stop in, dude?
I was busy. I was on my way somewhere, so...
I mean, we're looking for the guy.
I know. I should have just gone in, and I don't know what apartment he's in, but I'm sure you go, hey, you know the Bushman? And everybody that's in that building knows the Bushman.
Oh, they've had the blowjob soup. They know all about him.
No, they've probably given Bush the blowjob.
We'll get back to Bush in a minute, because I have something to report. Well, not anything major, but we'll get to it in a minute. Just some quick news and notes off the top. I have a side business where if people give me one shout-outs, I take $100 on the side.
Okay.
So I want to say, I could be wrong on this, I think it's Ben. I know he did go to the show in Grand Rapids that we were supposed to be on. We received some beautiful t-shirts.
Oh, amazing. We received two different t-shirts.
This is our third shirt in total.
Yes, but...
We have the Fran Lilac for Mayor.
Which I actually was wearing the other day.
Very nice. And we got the shirt from Jerry.
Yep. And I still have to put that in the washing machine because I don't know if I trust
his
weed buddy.
I wore it.
Cleanliness.
I wore it unwashed.
Unwashed?
So far, so good.
Okay.
Well. Although 209 somehow has been etched into my chest hair. I don't know how it happened.
I'm worried that I'm going to get a 209 and staph infections.
Well, that could happen.
It's going to spell itself out.
The shirt we got from, I believe, Ben, if it's not, I deeply apologize. There was no name.
I thought you knew, right? Because I remember we've been talking about it for a while.
Someone said way back.
But even hit it up, like I sent it out this week. I actually have an email.
Oh, so you would know better than I would. Because on Twitter, it was like way back, and it was like kind of casual.
I thought you knew. I don't have... let me look it up. I keep
talking amongst myself.
Keep giving your...
Dan Pizzini wants to be the official listener of Montana and Florence, Italy.
Okay,
it's a distinct
category,
but he's got it.
It is Ben. Because he sent... Yeah, because I thought you knew. Yeah, it is Ben.
Thank you very much, Ben.
And
sorry we couldn't make it.
He goes by Loser Ben.
Yeah, he does on Twitter.
And
Ben, you're a winner. When you make t-shirts and send them to us like that, you're a winner. Don't forget it.
And they were pretty fun. I just saw mine today.
The shirt says...
Did he also send the
No.
The figures?
No, that was mine. Well.
Oh,
yeah,
I thought that came from...
No, I did.
You
that.
Got that.
Yeah, I did that.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you my plan for it. I think I did, but...
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes, you did. Well, it's weird how they...
Don't reveal too much. I think I kind of want it to be revealed via media.
All right. It's not going to matter.
Big Cat wanted credit for that Alex Trebek story we did last week. So Big Cat, there you go. Meow, meow, meow.
Wait, but while you're on cats, I have... remember last week?
Yeah.
Jerry's cat.
His lady cat with a K.
She sent me the email.
Okay.
That didn't get read. That got lost.
Okay. Would you like to read it?
Yeah. It says, hey, guys. Was laughing my ass off at work this morning.
Was it related to us or just in general? She could be losing her mind.
Wait, this is, I don't know if this is the right one.
This is the wrong email.
Oh, here it is.
What a debacle.
No, here it is. Because it was like, she sent the original, and then she said, "Hey, boys, this is Jerry McFly's girl, Kat. Wanted to reach out and let you all know his 30th birthday is this Sunday. He would love it if you said a quick B-Day shout out, and I would get major bonus points. Thanks, guys. P.S. I have rocked SoulCycle many times. That lady must have had major talent to fall off with those fucking bikes. Depressingly impressive.
Happy very belated birthday. How long ago was that?
That was, July 19th.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, man, I can't help. Look, this email account was set up for hijinks only before we even started going on Boner City or anything. So there's a lot of fucking spam that comes that way. So it just filters through.
Well, Jerry, happy belated birthday. You're a year and 3 months older now. We hope you enjoy it.
Wait, a year and 3 months older?
Well, it's
2016.
It's 3 months ago.
Yeah. He's 3 months into his 30th. And
so you're 30 in 3 months.
And thank you, Kat, for telling us. And if you have a birthday coming up, send it my way.
Or tweet me if you want it to get mentioned on.
But it might be better. I bet Jerry's going to love it because he forgot about his birthday.
That's true.
Now, all of a sudden, out of the blue, he's going to be listening. And
he's going to be like, wow, she really does care. She didn't give me any presents or anything because this was her big plan.
She was counting on it.
Just this. Well, Jerry, happy birthday.
I let you down, Jerry, but you're not the first person that I've let down.
I think you let Kat down.
I let Kat down, too, but it was Jerry's birthday.
And then Matthew sent...
By the way, I'm sorry, Kat.
It's okay.
I now know that I will answer all your emails.
Matthew sent a beautiful haiku he wrote based on the story we did last week about the man who was stranded at sea.
Oh, I saw that. It was moving.
I'm going to read this moving haiku. Hold on 1 second. Let me just cue something up here to really...
You have some Asian flute music?
I'd like to get some nice music going.
Some Mr. Miyagi style?
I think beautiful Chinese music, bamboo flute, will do on YouTube. Fuck you, Listerine. 6 million views, 7 million views on this fucking flute music.
Well, maybe we ought to get... Maybe we just should do a flute music YouTube page.
You think?
And then monetize it if you get 6 million views on this
The king of the pan flute, Yanni?
Isn't no the?
Is he not the king of the pan
there's,
flute?
There's
who is
some other guys.
The king of the penis flute?
No. Why are we even having this discussion?
Yeah, let's get to the flute music. Whoa! How the hell was that?
Read the fucking haiku.
This is terrible flute music. Sounds like piano.
This is piano music.
The fuck?
Wait,
is
you
this?
Had what's the rating on that YouTube video? Is there a lot of people pissed off? A lot of dislikes.
Oh there here we go. Very nice.
This is like right. Remember when Miyagi
the tea scene?
Yes. When Daniel, right before he's gonna go fuck his ex girlfriend.
No, Daniel. Yeah, but Daniel was with the girl.
Yeah, the daughter or the granddaughter.
It was double T.
Yeah, but I'm talking Miyagi because Miyagi got his fuck on. Well, he was getting ready to get his fuck on, and then the hurricane.
They didn't show you Miyagi stopped in an Okinawa massage parlor, bought a shitload of Viagra. Popped him, his tan maintenance man uniform that he wears at all times, rock hard boner.
Well, I thought he went there to get jerked off so he wouldn't come so quick when he fucked his ex-girlfriend.
We should discuss Karate Kid more often to flute music, something very relaxing about it.
I mean, I like 3. I'm a fan of 3.
With the slick-haired guy?
Yeah.
That guy was kind of a rip-off of Seagal, by the way.
Oh, yeah. But then they had the guy in the... old 5.0 Mustang convertible with the red interior. It was all white.
By the way,
going around there bashing shit. Because they couldn't get Johnny to reprise his role.
Quick shout out to my nephew, 9 years old.
Yeah.
He's watching Karate Kid the right way. The original. Take that, millennials. Will Smith's son. Fuck that. Jackie Chan. Fuck that.
Okay.
Thank you to my brother for raising him the right way.
Well, Jackie Chan's actually...
I like Jackie Chan, but I don't approve of him as Miyagi. That's what I'm saying.
Who knows? He might be in gambling debt or something.
That could be true.
Who knows what that
From means. Matthew. This is about a man who was sent overboard. He had food poisoning. Poisoned. Overboard. Alone. Seagulls. Shark. Rescued. Award for Valor. Thank you very much, Matthew, for that. That was beautiful. Great.
You know what? When I was in school, I still have no concept of how to put the haiku together.
Really?
Because I'm a visual guy. Grammar to me is it's a lost art. I have no fucking clue how it
grammar's works. Grammar's dead to you? Is that what you're saying?
It's not dead to me. My brain doesn't process it properly.
It's like me in mechanics.
Yeah. So
even though I'm like very mechanical now after I did that brake light.
Yeah, I saw you. I saw your garage open sign.
Yep. By the way, I received a listener note from listener Courtney. Said the things you crawl under a car with, the sliders, are called creepers.
Really? I did not know that.
According to her.
I didn't know that.
I know. Do you know a couple creepers?
I know a few creepers. I could see that being used to look under women's skirts.
Maybe that's why it's called that.
Maybe that's what it was originally used for. And then somebody, maybe they slide out of underneath the car to look up the skirt.
Back to the bush.
That might be a slang term, by the way.
It's, according to her, it's accurate. I don't
know. If I go to AutoZone, I'm like, hey, you guys got any creepers?
And let me look it up.
Well, Bill's on a sex offender list.
Let me Google it here. Creeper. What do you ever put? Mechanic? Well,
you'd probably have to put like car creeper.
I'll put creeper.
You're going to get it. I don't know.
I'm putting creeper mechanic.
I don't know if I buy
it. Here it is. It comes right up, dude.
They're creepers. That's
Craftsman 40-inch creeper. It's okay. Sears. $30.89.
I apologize, Courtney. I did. It is an odd name. Why would you call it a creeper?
I don't know.
What's the origin of creeper?
Sometimes you could be creeping in a wife beater on the creeper, fixing your car.
I guess probably because you surprise people coming out of underneath. Or it looks creepy when your legs are just hanging out of the car.
Or guys sometimes beat it on there under the car and they come out and there's jizz all over their dungarees.
Or two guys go under there, roll under there to fuck.
That better be a lifted truck. You get crushed. If you pump your ass up too high, you're going to get fucking destroyed.
The catalytic converter is going to burn your asshole.
It could happen.
That's a good t-shirt. The catalytic converter is going to burn your ass.
Somebody send it to us. O'Neill and I, we may not do this for money or get money, but we'll work for fucking t-shirts. That's for damn sure. 66 episodes, we got 3 shirts each, my friend.
And it was all worth it.
So everyone knows that there's a bush epidemic. We don't know where the bush is.
I don't know. There's not a bush epidemic is the problem.
It's true.
You know when in Revenge of the Nerds, when they say we got bush, we're the opposite.
We don't got bush.
We got no bush.
So I took matters into my own hands. I called them. I left them another message, and I decided to record it for posterity because I knew he would not answer. Here is that call, and I artfully bleeped out his phone number so no one will know Bush's number because he has a Gennaro like you have reached. Not even a guy so charismatic should leave his own voicemail message, but the Bush doesn't.
I think the Bush is switching number. Who knows when Obama's going to call him and be like, "Hey, we changed your number."
Now that Obama's a lame duck president, the phones may all be dead. This might be a new number.
He might get a Trump phone.
He was on.
Trump might be a golden phone.
He was pro-Trump last time he was on here. You never know. Bush could change that, but
he might have fucked Hillary Clinton while he was in college.
Well, that's allegedly.
All right.
So here's Bush. Let's see what I had to say to the Bush, and hopefully we get a response out of this.
Yeah.
Bush, this is for you.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Of course! Bush, this is a message for the Bush man. Boosh. Boosh, it's the Danish. One half of the Danish and O'Neill. Partners with Aaron Brockovich. I haven't heard from you in a long time, Bush. Starting to get worried. I don't know where you're at. Haven't heard from you. I'm just checking in. I don't know, Bush. Where you at? I mean, ground control to Major Bush. Bush, please, if you get this, give me a call back. You know where to hit me up. We miss you, Bush. We love you. We hope all is well. Please, holla back at your boy, Bush. Boosh.
Well, let's see what happens. You know, he should hit his daughter up on Twitter.
Very moving. It was almost like a POW or rooting for the Bush. We don't know where he is. And you could have just stopped into his house, dude. You would have seen him beating it hard, I bet.
I don't think so.
No?
He's probably staring at that chicken. Remember the chicken he had in his freezer in that place where they...
You think he still
has remember
that?
They tracked that guy down that shot that movie executive in Beverly Hills? He was living in the Harvey Apartments.
He was living in where Bush lived.
And Bush in his freezer had a, what, year and a half, 2-year-old piece of frozen chicken in there. And he said,
who doesn't have that, though? Come on, let's be honest.
He said, hey, can we throw it out? He's like, oh, no, I'm going to eat that.
You never know when you're going to need some old frozen chicken.
By the way, I showed the Bushman documentary to my mom.
How'd she feel about it?
She loves the Bushman.
Really?
She loves his obsession with the blowjob.
Oh, that's
found it hilarious.
She just thinks it's an interesting thing to be obsessed with.
She just thinks it's a funny thing.
Okay. Maybe you should introduce them just to like be friends.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, yeah, probably for the best.
All right, let's get this show rolling.
All right, let's get the show rolling. I got sent this from George. And apparently clowns aren't only a problem in England. They're also spreading to Australia.
Really?
And there's another Batman who's taking matters into his own hand.
Dude, these clowns have once again have done nothing. They've just done nothing. You know, this Halloween, you can't dress as clown at all.
You can't wear a clown mask. They're ruining it for the good clowns.
How can you legally make it so you can't wear a clown mask?
I don't know. This is a creepy Australian Batman trying to help the kids. This is via their...
Why does this guy copy the English guy?
I don't know. What is England and Australia, though, are kind of like cousin territory.
No, I know, but why would this guy not get something else
going
here?
Could be parallel thinking.
I don't think so.
You think it's stolen?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's hear.
Let's see what he has to say.
Let's hear what Australian Batman talks like, and I've seen this video. It's a real treat.
Guy looks kind of jacked.
Let's go, guys. Have you seen any clowns around?
What the fuck kind of accent is that?
What a pervert. He's at a park right now. He's hanging out on the playground equipment.
That was by far the worst.
Like, hey, guys, what are you doing over there?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, guys. Hey.
What a fucking idiot.
That was
idiot.
The worst interpretation of a Batman voice I've ever heard in my fucking life. I'll tell you what, though. I'm not for the clowns. I'm not for the guys who are dressing up as Batman.
I'm for
either.
The clowns now.
You're for the clowns?
Yeah, come on. Now they're banning. At Halloween, you can't dress as a clown. And there's also... If you do, you're going to get arrested. And there's some town in the fucking Midwest. Like, if we see you wearing any sort of clown outfit, this is ruining it for a good number of people who make their living as clowns.
Like, you can't go to do gigs?
I'm assuming.
Someone sent me, I forget who sent it to me and where it was, but somewhere went as far as to, like, limit Ronald McDonald making, like, appearances.
Yeah, I saw this
because
thing.
Because of this.
I saw a thing where they said that the America's number one fear is government corruption, and their second number one fear is clowns now.
What about
that's over global warming, over death, over fucking losing a loved one, all that. It's clowns. It's government corruption, then clowns.
I'll take death over clowns in terms of fear, not in terms of what I want.
I'm not fucking afraid of a goddamn clown.
Are you afraid of a ghost? I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
I'm afraid of a ghost.
Speaking of which, another band costume, Tranny Granny.
Well, they, yeah.
Banned from the stores
changed,
of Walmart.
They changed the name.
What's the name now?
That was like a month ago.
That was like probably two, 3 weeks.
I don't know what they changed. I think it was like... Cool granny. Yeah.
Transgender granny?
It was probably granny with a dick.
Let's stay on the Halloween topic here. I saw this on one of our favorite news sources in the world, MSN. It's Halloween candy. It's Halloween season, everybody. If you got kids or if you're just a creepy adult who goes out and gets candy, these are the most horrifying things found in Halloween candy.
Okay, hold on. Oh, it better not be razor blades, because that has never been found in
one of them
candy.
Is razor blades.
That's not true. That's an urban legend.
There's a picture of it.
Anyway.
You're saying that Delish of MSN is making this up?
I'm saying that the whole hysteria over razor blades and all that in the 80s when we were kids, it was all a lie. It was all an urban legend.
It was propaganda from the razor companies just to get their name out there?
No, I don't think so. It probably damaged their reputation a little bit.
By the way, the woman who did this is named Rihanna O'Neal Belomo. O'Neal with one L, though.
Yeah, so, well, she's not as good as the two L's.
It says marijuana. According to Forbes, one man accidentally, in quotes, handed out what he thought were Snickers, but really were wrappers stuffed with pot. They say
how do you accidentally?
They say, wouldn't he have noticed a significant weight difference, though?
What? Get out of here.
Needles. So these are one of the most dangerous because they can be hidden inside a piece of candy and leave little trace of tampering with the wrapper. Here's a shot of a large jutting needle.
What? Yeah, so they made that picture up themselves. Dude, I don't think there's ever been a reported case of any kid being fucking injured by Halloween candy other than losing a toe when he becomes middle-aged from diabetes.
Here's razors. Like needles, razors could be slipped into snack-sized candy bars.
Could be, but have they ever been?
Says they've been found inside Snickers, Twix, and even Tootsie Rolls.
I don't believe it. How'd they get in there?
Small.
How would they get in there?
A man. Or a woman.
And then he has a Snickers resealing fucking machine in his house.
I'm not perpetuating these crimes.
This is bullshit. I don't believe it.
You don't believe the razors?
Look up razor, the history of razor in Halloween food.
I might have to read a whole book on it. Rusty nails.
Well,
KHQ News reported one family in Washington who found rusty nails and staples in their children's candy, including also, chocolate bars, caramels, and gum.
Yeah. This guy put nails in all of this stuff.
If you're gonna do,
also, weren't other people reporting it?
Just
these guys. Okay. Well, I have a problem when there's just one family reporting it, and all of those things. So their kid guy goes, here, I'm giving all of this candy to you, and somehow he put rusty nails. You can't tell there's a rusty nail in your fucking Snickers?
My problem with it is that if you're going to put a nail in there, at least go with a nice one, a non-rusty one, so someone can use it when they take it out.
I guess.
Glass. In Buffalo, New York, one woman found pieces of glass on her daughter's Tootsie Pops, which is sadly one of the easiest candies to tamper with and potentially get away with because you can reseal.
Well, guess what? I found glass when I was eating dried roasted edamame. Do you remember when I bit into that and almost broke my fucking tooth? Yeah, that was from the store and it was fucking packaged that way. So that Tootsie Roll might just be some drunk asshole working at the candy factory. It might be PID.
Might be the same factory that does the edamame also does Tootsie Pops.
Could be. And someone broke a glass and didn't want to stop the machine.
Broken glass everywhere. People pissing in the bed and they just don't care. This one says bullets.
Bullets? Who's putting bullets in candy?
According to KFOR, one mom found bullets inside the box of milk duds that were handed out to her preschool-aged son.
Dude, it's always one person. So this guy is just targeting. No, these people are liars. These people are fucking liars.
O'Neal's calling them all out.
I am. I don't believe it. Why would it just be? Why would this guy go, hey, so this one box, I'm going to put a bullet in here.
No, it was like multiple boxes. There's pictures. But they probably just did the pictures themselves.
Yeah, but one lady. She got all of them? Yeah, they reenacted this stuff.
According to the East Bay Times, an 8-year-old girl from Hercules, California, cool name, never even heard of it, found 0.1 grams of crystal meth, not rock candy, in her trick-or-treating bag.
0.1 grams? That's a trace amount.
Must have been like stuck to like a, some meth head.
And by the way, if you found, like, first of all, they must have taken it to the police. Wasted their time having it tested. We can just go, probably crystal meth. I'm going to throw it away.
If you're the father, don't you just taste that like the cops taste the cocaine?
You put it on your gums.
And you're like, yeah, that's definitely some crystal meth.
You guys might want to leave for a few hours because things are going to get crazy.
That's definitely some fucking crystal meth. So that's what you should watch out for, everybody.
Yeah, by the way, you don't have to watch out for any of that stuff. Because none of that stuff ever happened. The one family in Washington. The one family in Ohio. Don't you think that more people would have fucking reported it?
I don't know. Get out of here. I don't know what to
believe. Those families are fucking trying to get some attention. Probably trying to sell their house. They want people to drive by. They probably had a sign out there. There's a marketing ploy. I don't know. But it wasn't... There's no shit in the candy.
I don't know what to believe, dude.
If there was that, don't you think there would be such a crackdown on Halloween? We wouldn't have Halloween anymore.
Well, people. You can, but you can't be a clown. Can you be a mime? It's close. It's related.
You can't. You can't paint your face.
Hey, kid. Australian Batman. What do you say? G'day, mate. Put a shrimp on the barbie.
What a fucking
sounds like Cookie Monster.
Australian Cookie Monster. I like cookies.
Hey, mate. Cookies aren't good enough for me, mate.
What a fucking... Oh, hey, my God.
Has anyone seen the Joker? G'day. G'day, Commissioner Gordon. Anyone seen the Penguin here?
Ah, look at these. Look at these cunts over here.
Hey, Wallaby.
I'm going to tell a little tale real quick.
Whoa, gather on the campfire, yeah, boys and girls.
If you don't have a campfire, we'll pause and we'll let you gather wood and build the fire now.
Kindling, as they say.
So I went hiking the other night.
Uh-oh.
Late night hike.
By the way, I think people want to see some footage of these hikes, and we can put it on Instagram.
I guess, but here's my whole point of the hike is to get away from all electronic devices.
One night you're going to have to bring with.
I guess.
I hate to cramp your style. Or bring a cameraman.
That'll be even more intrusive to my fucking peaceful walks.
Well,
so
I sound very peaceful, by the way.
I hiked over the hill, and they were having a haunted hayride thing going on, and it drove me crazy. So then I went back up the hill, and by this time it's late. It's probably like 12:30.
Why did it drive you crazy? Because it was loud?
Yeah, it was just loud. There's lights everywhere. People were all over the fucking place. I'm trying to... I hike up the hill and then down, work out, then hike back up the hill or the mountain.
And then back down.
Yeah. So my string of people fucking with me continues. As some asshole was at a stop sign while I'm coming back down, I hit the road. And yeah, it's probably like 1 a.m. And this guy, he didn't have a turn signal on, so I'm staring at him because I'm trying to cross. I don't know if he's going to come where I'm trying to cross or he's taking a right. So he turns, he stops his car, and he goes, "What the fuck are you looking at?"
Whoa.
And then he pulls up. And by this time, I had had enough. So
You're like Michael Douglas from Falling Down at this point. It's funny.
In this note right here, it says I felt like Michael Douglas in Falling Down right there.
You can't.
I was like Michael Douglas in Falling Down.
O'Neill's reading. You can't see that. You're not going to take it.
Yeah. So I had a very large knife with me that was fastened on the inside of my shorts.
Where, like on your thigh?
No, like it was, you could either, clip it on the outside, but I clipped it on the inside.
Like
because
on your hip, though.
Yeah.
Not like on your inner thigh, like a shark diver.
No, I didn't have it like Velcroed. And so I took the knife out of the sheath.
Allegedly. This is all allegedly. Allegedly. And for irony's sake.
And so I stood in the middle of the road with the knife, and he screamed at the guy to come back.
What'd he say?
He didn't come back, but he was at a stop sign.
Did he drive straight?
No, he's at a stop light, though. So I go, fuck it. I'm going to go over there. I'm going to slice one of his tires because I'm only three blocks from my house.
You really have had enough.
I had had enough. I lost my mind. And so
you were looking at that car like it was P22, allegedly.
So I go, I'm just going to slice this guy's tire. And then I know that even if he calls the cops, I'm only three blocks from my house. And I can, if I sprint, I can make it there before cops would even show up. So, but then the light turned green and the guy took off.
Does it scare you that you're slowly but steadily becoming Steve O'Neill?
I mean, but is this any different than how I had always? It's not like I'm becoming. It's an ingrained thing that's been with me since day one.
It's an inevitable flight towards Steve O'Neillism.
Yeah, I mean, I would say we're all cut from the same cloth.
You're all.
That's the thing, though. This isn't new. This isn't new behavior. I actually had toned it down for a while. I've had enough.
Now you can't take it anymore.
I get it. I get what's happening.
Speaking of Steve O'Neill and you, the other night at the Comedy Store, I was performing, and there was a strange man sitting right on the front table there.
Lurking?
I was just sitting there. Yeah. But when we performed, this, 10, 12, 6 people.
Are these all times that you're throwing out?
No, I'm saying people.
Yeah.
I wish 10. It would be 10 a.m. knowing what we get there. But so I started talking to the guy, and this guy was a real doozy. He was in town for some fucking bullshit techno.
What did he look like?
He looked a weird flat-billed hat with like pins all over it.
Was he older guy?
No, he's like a goofy white guy. Okay. Young. He was in town for a Kago. Like he said it like everyone should know what it was. Kago. It was some sort of like techno festival. And he was talking about going to the Electronic Forest Carnival or something. Like, this guy's, he was a real gem.
There's an old guy that's been in there like every night. I saw him last week and I saw him this week.
Oh, that's weird.
I thought that was that guy.
No, not this guy. And so then I started to tell you tats. I started.
So wait, what the fuck? Wait, what did he work for?
He was in town for Kago, which is like some sort of EDM or electronic or trance.
Is it the electronic Daisy Carnival fucking thing?
No, I don't know what it is. Oh. And then he went to Electronic Forest or something. He seemed like an odd cat. He was from, I think, either Virginia or West Virginia. He was a weird dude. By himself. He had a backpack, which, of course, they never search at that place. But
what adult brings a backpack into an establishment?
An odd person. That's who.
He's staying at a youth hostel?
Probably.
Probably why he has all his valuable shit in there.
And so he had tats, and I asked what his tats were. Or I said, what's on your arm, I think? And he has a tattoo of an owl on his arm.
Really?
Not just any owl. An owl smoking a blunt, which kind of tells you a lot about what this guy is about.
What a fucking idiot. That owl smoking a blunt.
What a fucking idiot. I tried to ask, like, this guy was so bizarre. You know, like, the type of person doesn't really give you any straight answers. Yeah. I was like, why would you get that? You know, some bullshit.
Some nonsensical bullshit.
Some, like, meandering that leads me to some other fucking stupid place I don't want to go. But the guy is an owl smoking a blunt
what
on
a
his arm.
Fucking idiot.
Maybe that's why that owl attacked you. It was so fucking high that it thought you were like a nest or something.
Well, I don't want to start a fight here between our two bird experts, but we have another bird.
A varying bird expert?
Yes, we have a bird expert. And
Is it Bird Kreischer?
It is not Bird Kreischer. So this comes from Brian.
Comes with a U or no? Really threw you off of that question.
I'm trying to read, make sure this is the right.
It is going to be from Kat.
So he said, well, this came in a few days ago. He goes, look, I heard the recent podcast and wanted to comment on your owl buddy's speculation as to why the owl attacked you. He said, I'm an ornithologist.
I'm more like a hornithologist with how horny he's getting.
He studies birds. So who would think that we have two bird experts? But this guy...
It sounds like the other guy.
The other guy was like a hobbyist. Guy's a pro.
The other guy was like a street bird watcher, much like you're a street doctor. Yes. This guy's a real thing.
Yes. So, and he says, I think I could shed some light on your attack in quotes.
Whoa, he's in quotes.
He said the other listener is misguided. Whoa.
Holy. Shots fired.
Uh-oh.
Shots fired.
Uh-oh. And,
better get your knife and stop traffic. Said,
in assuming that the owl had a nest nearby. It's not any owl nesting season at this time in the United States.
Whoa.
Mostly they nest during the late winter and early spring.
We don't really get a winter here, though.
Well, I mean the season of winter. So there is a remote possibility that the owl still has a fledgling with it from this year's nest, but it's so late in the season that seems unlikely.
Can we fly this guy out here to do kind of like a Finding Bigfoot reenactment? Like, where'd you see it? Can you tell me what it sounded like?
We could put that, you know, that red string they used at crime scenes to show where the bullets came from. Maybe we can use that with the flight trajectory.
We'll fly both of them out and we'll see who we believe.
He said the most likely scenario is that the owl was just upset that you were in its territory. They're very territorial animals, even when they don't have a nest. Most owls are passive, but can be very feisty.
Sound passive,
like your old man.
Sound like passive aggressive to me.
And he said that, or P22 is making friends in the park.
That was my theory.
You're going to be experiencing a lot more aggressive run-ins.
You are
with hikers and other wild animals in the park.
You are.
So
P22, dude.
He said he enjoys the show. He says keeps the episodes coming with a U.
And he's an ornithologist with a U.
That's
wow.
Brian,
who knew we were so big among the bird watching community.
Yeah, it's true.
I thought we were more getting creepers on creepers looking in windows.
No, dude. This is a highly educated listenership.
Speaking of creepers, I got sent this from a bunch of people, but I think Barb led the charge. It's from the New York Post. I think it's now like...
Always a great news source.
I think now it's 2-3 weeks old here, but I read this story. It really rocked me to the core. No, it didn't rock me to the core, but it really... Bizarro.
It's
really bizarro.
It struck something in you? A fire or a passion?
Neither in me. So this couple gets married. It's an old dude and a very young chick, which seems to happen these days. And
I think that's been the scenario throughout life.
Well, they found out that the guy's actually her grandfather.
Like, they didn't know it?
They didn't know it.
No, they shut up. There's no way. So, wait, okay. So, delve into this. Here's what happened.
Let's delve deeper. So, they made this shocking discovery 3 months after tying the knot while flicking through a photo album when they realized the man's estranged son was the bride's father.
No way.
So, this guy cut out his son.
Is this real?
This is real.
Are they staying together?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
The 68-year-old millionaire, I believe the guy won the lottery, has said he has no plans to divorce his 24-year-old wife because he already has two failed marriages behind him. So, hey, who cares about a little incest? You don't want to put three bad marriages.
That was what was missing from the other marriages.
This is crazy.
Incest.
This is crazy.
And the girl, obviously... If she stays with him, she's the biggest gold digger of all time. She's such a gold digger. She's like, I'll suck my grandfather's cock for that money.
In her defense. You know how many birthdays he missed of hers?
24.
This is crazy.
What is the brother, the son, say?
I don't think he's reached. It said the man, the old man.
This was verified?
This is originally from the son. And yeah, I looked it up. I mean, the man who doesn't want to be named. I don't get why he wouldn't want to be named for this. I mean, why wouldn't he want this out there? Proposed to his granddaughter. He didn't know it at the time. On New Year's Eve after they met through an online dating website.
What the fuck? That just goes to show you that there's no such thing as coincidence. People are drawn together for a reason, man. And
reuniting families?
Yeah. Reunited the granddaughter with that grandfather's deed.
So now...
Her dad
is also her stepson.
Yeah.
What a power play.
I don't think it's ever happened before. It hasn't happened since the fucking Dark Ages.
What an instant power play.
Wow. That is a good way to keep all your money in the family.
It is true. All in the family is right. So apparently this old dude became estranged from the children of his first marriage and moved away after his second marriage. And in divorce when he scooped up several $1 million as a lottery prize.
Do you think that everybody who's adopted or has like estranged kids I think about this.
My old man was adopted. I know. I could have hooked up with cousins. But I didn't. He tracked him down.
No, I'm saying, was he ever worried that he may have been boning a relative of his?
He made my mom do an extensive DNA testing.
Before he would touch her?
Yeah. Is that what I'm kidding. I don't know. I never asked. It's an odd question to ask your father.
I mean, it's not like you're a fucking child. Like, hey,
no, I know, but it's like,
were you ever worried that maybe you're hooking up with a family member?
No, but these people already think I'm weird enough. You can't be coming with that.
These people, adopted?
No, my family.
I always think about that because there's one guy that we know in particular that's adopted, and he always seems to fuck anything that walks. And I think, man, at some point he must have run into like, a family member.
Cousin.
Yeah, something.
I'll ask my dad. I'll say this question.
Remember that guy we knew when we were delivering groceries? He hooked up with his cousin.
That was at a wedding.
Yeah.
And he should have known there would have been relatives there. It was a distant cousin. He fucked her. Jesus Christ. Then they realized after in some pillow talk they were cousins. That's got to be pretty awkward.
They weren't even kissing cousins. They were kissing each other's buttholes.
They were fucking cousins.
They were 69ing cousins.
He butt fucked her mouth. So the Miami-based pensioner signed up on the site looking for companionship, struck up the relationship with a 24-year-old from Jacksonville.
How does a 24-year-old hit up a 68-year-old? He must have been like 68-year-old millionaire.
She said she had been kicked out of her family home, so more problems with the old man. So they both don't get along with the old man is the common thread here.
No, oh, my fucking father's an asshole. I had a kid who was an asshole.
I relate to that. Let me guess. His name's Bill. Oh, my God, it is.
Oh, yeah, Bill. Those Bills are the worst.
We have so much in common, old man. What about your wrinkly dick? He told the Florida Sun Post it was like a sense of deja vu. But at the time...
Because it was, you asshole.
But at the time, I couldn't figure out why she seemed so familiar.
Because you figured...
Maybe because she had your son's tits.
What a...
3 months after they tied the knot, they reportedly discovered the family connection while looking through the pictures. As I said, the bride said, when I saw my father in that photo album, I just felt an overwhelming sense of despair. I would have thought it would have been an overwhelming sense of joy.
How did she not kill herself after this?
You're fucking... One, you're fucking a 68-year-old man, you're 24. Two, it turns out
it's bad enough that you're a gold digger.
Turns out it's your grandfather. I mean,
and you're staying with him.
That's insanely hideous.
Yeah, those people should be shipped
like
off.
Back to the Future was risque because Marty almost porked his mother. This is, I think, worse.
But
I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah, but Marty didn't want to.
No, I know, but I'm saying he's trying.
But they should be driven out in a boat, and then the boat should be sunk in the middle of the ocean. You don't want that gene pool to be spread.
Shockingly, the pair have no plans to divorce and will instead try to make the marriage work.
Try to make it work.
The bride said, "Every couple's different. Everybody's
couple's different." That's the classic line of every asshole that did something completely ridiculous like this.
Says, "I feel our bond is so strong that even something
like
this."
Yeah, because your grandfather, motherfucker. Because it's your fucking family. That's why there's a fucking bond there. There's a DNA bond. There's probably a fucking mental bond. There's a subconscious bond going on that's true only because you share the same DNA.
You're sucking your father's dick.
You're sucking the dick that produced your father.
Yeah, that's exactly.
You're the same jizz that you're swallowing or spitting out.
Produced your father.
Yes.
Produced you.
Yeah.
So that's what's so familiar. It's like, oh, this tastes.
Oh, God. The depths of humanity. Do you imagine this? Just how sick and deep this goes?
We might have to put him on the post. But so it said,
can we put him in front of the firing squad?
We might have to. It said, "I feel our bond is so strong that even something like this is not something enough to make us give up." I think it should be. I really do.
You know what? There's people that break up because one person
farts
is messy
and farts a lot
and won't do their dishes. And these fuckers if these people can make it work, then you guys, everyone else out there, they have no excuse.
How broke must this girl be and sick of work if this is what you want to go through?
You mean broke mentally and financially?
Yeah, she's broken. From a broken home. This is crazy. I mean,
she must have had sex with her father or something.
Just when you think you've heard it all. I mean, there's stuff that just comes out of nowhere. It's just shocking. This happened.
I guess you're like,
someone
else. She's like, I already fucked him and he has money, so why don't I just stick with it?
Yeah, we're married. He has two failed, so let's make it work. What does she call him? You think it changed? She calls him Grandpa now?
I could see them being weird fucks and being like, just call me granddaddy.
Oh, my God. He says, who's your granddaddy?
Yeah. No, you are literally. You're my granddaddy.
Yeah, I remember we saw the picture book.
Yeah.
And my dad was in it.
That must be illegal, though. I thought incest is illegal.
You would think, yeah.
And you know what? The father would be horrific. I think the grandfather's worse.
Do you think if the father killed both of them, would he be to blame?
I think if you dragged their bodies in and made it look, the cops would be like, all right, we'll let this one slide.
Look, here's what happened. This guy's my father. This is my fucking daughter.
They're married. Yeah. And they're fucking.
They're like, all right, let's just call it a day.
I mean, how do you even bring up, like, let's fuck after you know? Like, it's insanity. This guy's clearly, this grandfather, I can only imagine what the fuck he did to his ex-wives. This guy is the biggest.
He ran away twice. Well,
yeah, he fucking dumped his whole family. He's so out of touch with his family that he didn't even know his fucking granddaughter.
Do you think when they hang out with
pictures?
No.
Oh,
do you think when they hang out with her 24-year-old friends, they bring this up as like a lighthearted, like how we met story?
This tells me that the image that we have of these people is they're not like this at all.
Yeah,
we're
picturing like a smoking hot girl.
Backwoods.
But, yeah.
Fucking disgusting, filthy mongrels.
Speaking of which, a while back, this reminded me, a bunch of people sent me this story. It was about this like crazy mom and daughter who got married. And they were like real bizarro, crackhead looking people. I want to say from Oklahoma. But yeah, and I think their marriage was deemed null and void because it was found out they were related.
I mean, were they really into each other? Or was
yeah,
it just
they were like in love.
Oh, man. What the
fuck?
It's one of the creepiest things I've ever heard.
I told you, it really, really hit me. Really hit me where it came.
Yeah, it was just, man.
Really hit me in the jimmy.
Makes you want to stay in touch with all your family.
Constantly.
Yeah, so that you don't somehow run into this problem. Wow.
Oh, man. Time for a quick Danish nightmare update. I had a nightmare that I was in a Jamaican prison. I was being tortured briefly. And in the middle of the torture, my left nipple was somehow removed. I got, I don't know if I was being whipped.
Surgically removed?
No, it like came off my body. And they were like, oh, look, his nipples like was is off.
Was it ripped off by a horse?
I was ripped off somehow. I don't know. You know, the dreams don't follow like logical. Like, yeah. Just next thing I know, my nipple has been ripped off. And then while I'm waiting to get it repaired, and they're like really lollygagging, waiting, I'm in agony. And then the prison gets attacked from the outside. A lot of explosions, a lot of gunfire. I woke up in a little bit of a panic.
Okay.
So that was that. Was that.
Okay.
Just a quick Danish nightmare update.
You seem like you're doing all right with these.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, not bad. You're not like attacking people.
Yeah, no.
So
yeah,
you're all right. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just a panic inside of my own brain, and then I get over it. What can you do?
There's nothing you can't. Nothing you can do.
I wake up. I pound six Keystone Lights, and I go back to bed.
Yeah, of course.
Who does? Who doesn't?
I set
do
my
that?
Alarm for 3:30 every morning, and I drink two shots of Jack Daniels, and then go back to sleep.
Oh man!
Did I tell you? I don't think I told you this, but I have some sort of heart problem in Fresno. I have some sort of heart issue.
Really? What happened to you?
I don't know. I think I've had some sort of angina.
You had an angina attack?
Yeah.
And what happened?
It was bad. I had to lay on the bed.
You don't think it was like a panic attack?
No, it was not. I have a heart condition, and then my dad had a heart condition, my mom has a heart condition, so I must have inherited this. So we got to keep an eye on it. So I might not be here.
Do you want me to keep
longer.
A stethoscope?
No, just I would start interviewing people to
All
fill
right.
in.
Maybe like a guy named Neil. Danish and Neil. Old Danish and Neil. I'm looking at my stories here. There's a lot of different ways I can zig, I can zag, I can fucking...
We got like 15 more minutes.
What hits your fancy? A new trend? The side boob is over. There's a new trend out there. We got airplane passengers fall in love with a person's emotional support animal. We got a teacher fucking students.
All these are winners.
We got Ghost Pepper injures a man.
Oh, I saw somebody died from that.
It's this.
It ate a hole in his stomach or something.
Put a hole in his esophagus. No, this guy was saved. You can die from it.
Do you have any articles about the counseling that they're offering for kids on college campuses for the clown epidemic?
No, you want me to look it up?
I would say, we'll just go with, what was the first one?
We have the side boob's over.
Yeah, I got to figure out what's up with the side boob.
Okay.
How's it over?
This is from Barb. She likes to show some side boobs, so she's upset. That
she's got some big old flappers.
Some flapjacks.
She got big old beefers.
Some beefers with some chorizo meat sticking out.
Yeah, those aren't even beef cannons.
This is from something called MamaMia.com. Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
Christ.
Jesus, that scared me. I thought somebody was in here. Hey, what the fuck?
Sorry.
We do this podcast with the lights off, so yeah. I thought somebody had just walked in.
No girls allowed, allegedly. So this is from Mamma Mia. It's what women are talking about.
Oh, I've heard of this.
I believe it's three British women.
I've heard of this.
So,
The side boob. I've heard of the Mamma Mia.
The new term people are bandying about.
The new style.
It's the side vag.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Look at this.
Let
Look
me
this
see
pic.
This side vag.
Look at this pic.
Shut up. Holy shit. That is side vag. Are you kidding me? What the fuck? What are you talking about?
Dude, let's give them something to talk about. How about side vag?
What the fuck? I mean, I'm not opposed to it, but that's insane.
It's a lot to take in at first. It really is.
It's a shocker.
It's a shock to the system, just like that last story. This could kill your heart. I'm scared to give you these shocks.
I think this is why I told you, because you can't take a lot of distress.
So they describe it as it's the result of what happens when you succumb to the latest high crotch fashion trend.
fashion trend. And let your high crotch fashion.
And let your fleshy front lady area see the light of day.
Oh wow!
And it's coming to a beach, a red carpet, or an Instagram shot near you.
Instagram will pull it off.
They said in Venice recently at that Venice Film Fest. That's Venice, Italy, not Venice, California. It was side vag for days. That's what I just showed you.
Side vag for days.
Pre-robbery, Kim Kardashian was letting the gentle winds of France caress her front cheeks. Look at that. It's like really showing that side vag. That's more of a swimsuit.
Yeah, that's not. That's like covered, full covered veg. That other lady had legit side veg. That was like a labia hanging out on the side.
So it's saying, they say there's a, they're saying there's a lot of danger involved. You step a millimeter too far, suddenly your bikini seam has been swallowed up by your lady pocket.
Yeah, well, I got news for you. I don't think they fucking care. I already saw the lady's beaver. Also, why are none of these? I would like to see a lady with a big old 70s bush.
Show some side veg?
Yeah.
They say they're worried too about like how badly the waxing would hurt if you're going to be showing the side vag. So you got to keep it real maintained,
dude. That is,
there's some side vag on that lady. That bikini's real high cut. The standing lady.
Oh, I see some.
You see some side vag.
Jesus,
we're not talking Christ. Lips. We're talking like the area right next door to
that other lady had like a lip hanging out.
There was no lip.
Go back to the lady in the red. Let me see her again up close.
No fucking.
Let me see. Let me let me take her to the bathroom and check this out.
Don't give me no lip.
Let me see this fucking lady, dude. No. I'm looking at her fucking beavers. That dude, sorry, that's that lady right there. That's insane. That is full on. She has two pussy lips holding her fucking little thong. She has a front thong.
Pretty much. Not a thong, but it's close.
It's a thong thong.
I'd give it a front G-string.
Wow.
This is crazy.
How is this going to take off?
I don't think it will, to be honest.
According to Mamma Mia.
I mean, Mamma Mia is right.
Side boobs over. And might as well just go naked.
I mean, it'll never happen in America, unfortunately.
It's going probably.
No. Dude, we're so conservative.
Yeah, but look at how people dress out here. Are you kidding me? I see people walking all the time with their buttholes hanging out.
What? What fashion is that?
What? With their buttholes hanging out? You see these girls walking around with all their butt cheeks are hanging out
that
all the way.
That is a new trend. Those are ass flaps. Shit flappers.
Yeah.
And then people who wear gym
tights. They're called turd curtains.
Turd curtains. Is that on? We should check.
If turd curtains is on Urban Dictionary,
we should check.
They have a new definition coming.
when you hang the butt cheeks, send the mug. Oh, we have a mug, by the way. Two mugs from Ihachi.
Really?
No, we got them.
Oh, yeah. I said more mugs.
When we listen.
Hey, by the way, I drink out of the goddamn mug all the time.
Do you drink your shots of whiskey to calm your night terrors?
No, but I'll drink my golden milk.
What is that?
Golden milk?
Yeah.
It's like almond milk. It's got turmeric in it.
Oh, you're making
your
own
milk. It's got a little pepper.
Here's your story. It's the University of Florida. Or it says now colleges are offering counseling for students offended by clowns.
Offended by clowns.
It seems like it started at the University of Florida.
What is there to talk about?
Let's see.
Oh, my God.
There is a talk about.
We're so fucked.
It says, because I saw a rumor online that people are now claiming that the clowns are going to do a purge type murdering spree.
Yeah, the day before Halloween, the 30th.
So I think that may lead these millennials to lose their fucking mind.
Is there any fucking real evidence of this?
I don't know.
Two assholes are going to go do something stupid.
And wouldn't the FBI like be all over it, you would think?
Anyway. People want the FBI on top of it.
They have other things to do. University of Florida is offering counseling to anyone who gets offended by any costumes. Oh, this is just offense to costumes.
Costumes? Are you kidding me?
School wrote in a blog post Monday urging students to think about your choices of costumes and themes. Remember last year we did the infamous call regarding if I could go as a transgendered black woman.
Yeah.
As a white male. And the guy wouldn't commit either way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We proved that it was completely worthless because he's afraid to offend the person with the costume. So everybody's afraid to offend everybody.
So some Halloween costumes reinforce stereotypes of particular races, genders, cultures, or religions. Regardless of intent, these costumes can perpetuate negative stereotypes, causing harm and offense to groups of people. Also, keep in mind that social media posts can have a long-term impact on your personal and professional reputation.
the Post said.
Yeah, we've really had to worry about that.
Yeah, fuck you, UF. We're thriving. We're getting T-shirts.
By the way, we do offensive stuff all the time, and we get no publicity ever. I think you're going to be fine.
Yeah,
I don't think you're going to have to worry about a social media fucking storm.
Well, they do have to take a vow of life of poverty and join the Danish Nonial Monastery.
We've literally tried to start stuff. We've tried to be offensive, and we can't get anybody to pick up on it.
I tried to marry my grandfather. No one covered the story.
Yeah, I sucked my grandfather's dick in front of everybody.
The school reminded students that anyone who's offended or troubled by an incident or a costume, they could seek counseling at the Wellness Center or alert the school's bias education response team. There's a bias education.
By the way, can I just say I love the tone that you would like.
My angry tone?
Because it makes it sound like whoever wrote this is such a cunt.
You're troubled by an incident that does occur. Please know that there are many resources available. Please take advantage of the 7-day-a-week presence of the You Matter, We Care program.
You Matter, We Care? You guys don't matter. Nobody matters. Nobody in this world. There's a whole universe out there, and we are nothing.
Nothing else matters.
That's it, but I'm fine with that.
You can email. Let's give the email out in case some of our listeners are feeling offended. It's just the letter U, matter at ufl.edu. Additionally, there's a 24/7 counselor in the Counseling and Wellness Center available to speak by phone, which you should call 4 a.m.
I think I'm going to call.
University of Florida.
I'm going to say I saw a guy dressed, I don't know what I, dressed as something.
It says days after the Wisconsin lacrosse, I believe that's a place in Wisconsin, lacrosse. Host an event that attempted to educate students on not dressing like a racist.
Was that near Fond du Lac?
I don't know, but about 30 students showed up, which was advertised with posters asking, is your costume racist? I don't know, but is my dick? One school district in Connecticut was also cracking down on clown costumes after the killer clown fear that has plagued cities nationwide.
Killer clown fear?
Killer clowns from outer space. The district prohibited clown costumes and any symbols of terror for Halloween outfits.
What's a symbol of terror? I don't get. I mean, you know, we're getting into dangerous times because anything that is considered just by somebody's personal opinion,
you could
is
consider
terrifying
an
it.
Owl a symbol of terror.
We're setting a dangerous precedent.
I could consider most things a symbol of terror. Pigeons are a symbol of terror.
Anybody dressed as a bird,
yeah,
it would affect you. It's or an owl. Dog.
A dog would scare me.
You're not a fan of cats.
They don't really scare me, but I don't trust them. That's for sure.
What if somebody's dressed as a Jamaican prison guard?
That'll scare me.
What if someone's dressed as your nipple?
That probably would scare me. I'd be like, how do they know what my nipple look like?
Why don't we go? We should go to one of these campus rallies.
And just start.
Dressed completely.
Both in blackface?
Insane fucking gear.
We could dress as Milli Vanilli.
Why don't we dress as Trading Places? I'll be Dan Aykroyd, you be Eddie Murphy.
People would love it, I think.
We're like, hey, we're from Trading Places.
And just say, like, are these right? We flew all the way to your campus to ask you if this is racist.
It costs us $1,000.
While we're here, we might as well hang out at some of the local fraternities and party. And by the way, can we perform some comedy while we're here?
Why is everybody just mind their own fucking business?
Dude, the colleges have gotten real crazy.
Yeah,
when I was in college in the late 60s, I mean, we could do whatever we wanted.
Okay, that was a good time.
People were walking around with their side tits, their side pussies, their side asshole hair showing.
Dude, when I went to school, people would actually wad up their underwear and shove it inside their pussy.
Oh, like storage?
And they would just have like a little bit of the band hanging out.
Dude, Japan's really beating us. They're selling panties in vending machines.
Oh, can you imagine buying a pair of dirty panties, probably worn by some old fat dude?
Yeah, just to get like a sweat stink on them.
Yeah.
Remember, didn't we read an article once where they were like spraying them with some sweat smell?
Yeah. Ugh. It was like toxic or something.
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a crazy world, man. These are tough times.
They are tough times.
These are tough times we're living in.
They're very tough times.
Have a happy Halloween. Well, we have another show before Halloween.
We'll have a Halloween special.
Yeah, this is the pre.
Are you
going
to dress up for the show?
Yeah, I'm just going to hit up every campus on country to see if my costume's okay.
Well, I think you should definitely hit up a few.
I want to be Asian He-Man.
I find that offensive.
Oh, okay. So I want to be a Jewish atheist.
It's disgusting me right now.
I want to be a nun.
What if you're a racist and you're offended by this, by any outfit.
What if you're? What if you are a racist and you just want to have a racist costume? I'm not saying I condone racism.
You're entitled to it. That's the beauty of America. Take the good with the bad.
I told you the other day, I saw a black woman on a megaphone with a group of ralliers. One guy had a sign that said homosexuals for Trump. One guy had a sign that said Latinos for Trump.
Yeah.
A bus, a yellow school bus pulls up. This was on a weekend. I don't know what it was for. A bunch of Mexican kids started heckling the woman. And she started yelling on a megaphone on a busy Los Angeles city street at a red light, "Go back to Mexico. We don't want you here. Get out of this country."
See, and that's what makes this country beautiful, is that
not that thought.
You're allowed to say that. No, yeah, but you're protected to say what you feel.
I felt also, bad for the kids.
I bet also the kids probably shouldn't have started heckling the lady.
Well, she was getting a little crazy.
But. They're all, but yeah, but those freedoms will soon be gone.
Maybe it was that woman who yelled at you up at that stop sign.
No, woman,
you're like John Rambo up at this
a
place.
A woman didn't yell at me.
Everyone wants you out of this town.
Don't get it, man.
They're going to arrest you for vagrancy.
I've been trying to hammer down what about me pisses people off so much. And I was asking my girlfriend, I was like, so this is how I look when I was staring at the guy. And then she said, oh, yeah, that look looks like you want to like fight somebody.
Can I see the look?
The look is like,
you look angry. You look perturbed.
For me, I'm just like, what is
your
this guy?
Your brow is furrowed, and it looks like you're like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Yeah, that's what I've been like. Is this guy driving, or is this guy
but
turning?
That's a perturbed look.
So this guy, so you think that just my, I wonder
but
what's...
I don't think that needs swear words. I don't think that...
I don't either.
I don't think it warrants that sort of abusive language.
I agree.
And I think you could have slashed his tire, much like they did in the famed movie Armed and Dangerous, when they slashed John Candy's, he's driving that Bigfoot type vehicle at the end on the highway, and they slashed his tires.
Yeah.
And he had to get in the 18-wheeler with that guy who was calling him Tex.
No, the bike broke.
The bike broke.
And then he slashed another guy's tire. Remember the guys?
They go, hey,
I need a ride because somebody about is going to die, and they sprayed beer on him.
I apologize.
They took out his knife. And,
wow. Armed and Dangerous. I know it well, and yeah. I feel ashamed right now.
He's like,
I'm going to go ram my dick in the toilet bowl.
Remember, he pulls out the gun. He's like, it's used for hunting elephants.
The buffalo gun, I thought.
I thought it was...
Elephant gun?
I thought it was used for hunting elephants. He goes, up close.
And then he says,
what are you hauling here? Rocket fuel.
He said, it's illegal in something states, and this ain't one of them.
Remember at the end when he blows his truck up? And he goes, hey, it's all in a day's work. That's a great attitude.
The guy loved it. Who do you think owns Guard
Slim.
Dog?
Loggia.
Michael Corleone.
Robert Loggia.
Oh, Bob Loggia. My old roommate's
recently.
Mother did Bob Loggia's taxes, I believe.
I know. She always talked about the Loggia.
Oh, Bobby Loggia. He could have been in my apartment. Get the hell out here.
You should have fucked her mother. Dude, that lady hated that whole family.
Mr. Cutler is not done speaking with you.
The whole family was garbage.
Of my roommate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the pits.
I believe that.
Oh,
I
hated those people.
I live that. Maybe she's listening.
Well, I hated you.
Maybe she would come home drunk every night and berate me like an abusive stepfather.
And say, what are you guys doing, you losers?
Maybe she smelled excessively of that odd smell that cigarettes and like
and
alcohol.
Stripper and like stripper perfume.
It was a really noxious, is that a word?
Yeah.
Smell. It was very volatile.
She had that like kind
stale
of...
Stale cigarette smoke, and no offense to smokers, is a really terrible fucking smell.
She also had that like cunty rich girl attitude.
I don't know if she was rich.
She came from like a rich area.
She did. That's true.
And so even if you're not, if you come from there, you can sometimes pick up the traits, or you cannot pick up the traits. She chose to pick up the traits of some of the snobbier crew that she rolled with.
I think her problem was doing a lot of drugs.
I don't think that was her problem. I think her problem was a shitty fucking attitude.
You think her problem was her Generation X attitude?
She was our age. And all we ever wanted to see was those titties, and she would never show them. We didn't want to even see them that bad.
We almost
did. We were just bored.
Remember?
Yeah.
She wanted me to do like 15 loads of her gross, disgusting laundry because she had like the grossest room ever.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll do them, but you have to show us your boobs.
And she was just
she
about
milked that too far. Like
she's just about to do it and then backed out of the deal. Yeah, thank God I didn't start doing any of the laundry.
Did she want to? No, that was somebody. Remember, I showed my balls in exchange for titties.
Yeah, I was. I didn't see those.
Oh.
A friend of mine used to do that in high school. He called it booby for balls.
It's a good campaign.
He got a girl to do
that's him. You know what they should do? That's for breast cancer and testicular cancer awareness.
Yeah.
Should be booby for balls.
I don't get like women. It's such a terrible trade for a woman, I think.
Yeah, who wants to see balls?
And no one's scared really to show their balls. Dick is scary.
Yeah, you know, if you, it depends
but,
what
but balls
depends what
scary.
You're working with. Depends what time of year it is, if it's winter, if you just got done working out.
I'd say a lot of guys are probably growers, not showers.
Yeah.
Showing the Limp Bizkit's a terrifying factor in life.
Yeah, because there's varying degrees of size going on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there are guys with like there's 8 inches.
But you ever wake up and you go, Jesus, today's limp dick. This is a big limp dick today. And the other days you go, oh, this fucking, I hope I don't lose my pants today.
Like, Jesus, I look like I should be in eighth grade with this thing.
Some days I wake up and I go, maybe it's hot out or something. Maybe I have no stress.
Maybe,
and I'm
maybe it's like the moon's orbit or something. It's really affecting your
Johnson. I couldn't tell you. Like if I couldn't predict what size on a day-to-day basis you're going
to
get.
So you'd have to go in the bathroom to see what you were working with that day? Or you just
I would know that day like pretty much what I'm going to be working with.
I just think
with.
The balls is a real ripoff. But women have fallen for it throughout the ages.
Maybe they like the balls more than the dick. I don't know. I think it's probably...
I just think it's what's equated
female
most...
Female-specific.
I think it's what's equated most with boobies in terms of the male anatomy.
Yeah, because you want to see vagina if you see
but for
dick.
A guy, for me, boobs are so much better than balls. Like if they were rock...
for just you as a male?
But I'm saying if there was a rock, paper, scissors, like it's not even close.
I think 99%, even gay dudes are probably like, the balls aren't that great.
They don't do anything.
They dangle.
I mean, neither do boobs.
Even if you cup them, like I guess some people like it. It doesn't do anything for me. I'm like, you could just. Why don't you just spend your time doing something else? Because I don't need them fondled.
I think paying attention to the balls is a grossly
it's a waste
overreported
of time.
Myth. And I think Andy Dick helped establish it in old school with that line about pay attention, mind the stepchildren.
Yeah.
When he was given the blowjob lesson. It's a myth. You don't really need to waste your time there,
I'm sure there are some guys, but I've had it and I go, well, that just seems odd.
Some people start like trying to hum on, you know, just weird shit. And you're like, what are you doing?
I don't need my balls messed with. Just let them dangle there.
Just let them sit there.
And
let them produce the jizz that's going
to
come out.
Also, some people don't know how to handle balls. They're very sensitive. They can't be twisted up. They can't be fucking,
you can end
they can't
up
be
with
messed
a,
with.
A twisted testicle like NBA great John Stark who had to have surgery due to a twisted testicle.
Yeah, you'd choke one of those. If you get it wound up, you could choke a testicle to death. You can kill that testicle
to death.
Yeah, you can kill a testicle by getting it wound up.
Put it in a body bag.
No, but if you keep spinning them around inside the sack.
Has that ever happened?
Yeah, I've heard it on Love Line.
You just sounded like Bushman right there.
Yeah, of course.
Dr. Bush.
So you that's the thing. You can rear naked choke your testicle to death.
Well, beware of that. I mean, that's
so
new.
Ladies, you know, if you want, you could maybe put both hands on one hand on each butt cheek and slap them together. That'd probably be better use of your time.
Get a body bag! Yeah! All right.
That was about somebody's ball sack. That's what that guy was laughing like a hyena
for. Put him in
for.
A body ball bag.
What is this, Dyson Cry?
Put him in a body ball bag.
Get his ball bag a body bag.
I used to love when Dyson would be get your butt beating your ball bag.
It's the best. It really is the best term for jerking off. Beating your ball bag.
Beating your ball bag.
It's just so graphic. So unnecessary.
Beating your ball bag.
Should we have a minute long Nick Diaz and GSP quick call-in, or should we leave it for next episode?
Next episode, I think, because
we'll have to remember
prep
that.
It. Prep it.
We'll have to remember that. And stay tuned to our Instagram page. There could be exciting things coming.
Big things in the future.
With a U.
Does anybody own a green screen?
Has anybody seen Richie?
I did see Richie 3
really?
Days ago.
Well, what'd he say?
It turns out Bobby Lupo never got did.
It's all been a scam?
Yeah.
Gino Foligno?
Yeah, he's just on Jesus. Vacation.
So. No updates on Scotty Maples. Still making efforts. I saw somebody troll them on Twitter today.
Oh, did you watch 60 Days
That does not
in?
Help. Oh, I did not. Did you? I forgot.
I did. Fuck.
Good or bad?
It was all right. I like them all. But
I've gotten heavy into Westworld, which you're on the fence about.
Yeah, I'm on the fence.
I dig it. I like it.
I
want to go to Westworld, dude.
Again, I liked the movie so much as a kid that I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting. But
Westworld, if you don't know what it is like this fantasy world you can go to and you can like live out. You can. It's like a Western world and you can be like a cowboy and you can fuck these like android women and kill people who are androids. And I think I told someone that I would just walk around with my dick out. I really wouldn't take part in much else.
Why would you don't need to waste your money. It costs a lot of money to go there.
Yeah, but you're not going to get arrested for it there. You're just going to, people be like, oh, look at that guy.
That's I think cool. They get old after about 20 minutes.
Well, so might fucking the women and killing people.
I don't think so.
All right, well.
I don't know. It's that one show. I was like, I don't know. I don't know.
I like it so far, but I do need to watch the 60 Days In. I completely forgot about it.
It's nothing revolutionary, but
it's winding down. The show started out, the season started out very strong.
There's a couple of good things.
It's been hard
going
to follow the first like six episodes or so.
There's a couple of good moments going on. Ryan's really getting crazy.
He's getting in deep.
His store's really open for business.
Really? Do you have a fucking ribbon cutting ceremony?
He should have.
did Quentin go there? Fucking old monotone Quentin?
Yeah, he got from commissary, he bought a bottle of champagne and he broke it over his bunk.
He broke it over his head.
So, yeah. All right. Well,
I think that'll do it.
That'll
wrap it up.
Will.
Lessons learned today. Don't marry a grandparent accidentally. Do your research.
Unless he's got $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
What happened to the bare naked ladies?
I don't know. I think they put some clothes on and they became the clothed ladies.
They weren't actually ladies.
Chicken, the Chinese chicken.
I didn't like that song.
They
had some good songs.
They were like around for a very brief time in the 90s, right?
Yeah. They were big. They were like some Canadian. They're probably big up in Canada
and then
still.
He was never satisfying. Whatever. Whatever. Whatever.
Whoa. Zach Lunch just fucking burped in the mic.
That was no class.
Classless.
Let's hit the folky Danish and O'Neill song.
And get out of here.
And get the shit's hot in here.
Yeah, why is it so fucking hot?
Let's shut the windows. Oh, in general or in here?
No, I'm saying it's only 75. It's humid from the rain.
Yeah, it did rain earlier.
Oh, that's post-show talk, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, there's post-show weather talk. There you had it. Kat, email O'Neill. See how long it takes him to get to.
Yeah, hey. Only 5 girls allowed. Have we reached our limit? I think we have 5 girls. 5 women, I should say. Not girls, women.
Maybe 8.
Danish O'Neill.
Danish and O'Neill.
Your empty hearts, they will steal. Danish and O'Neill. If you've been to the Minute Clinic, but you still ain't healed. Danish and O'Neill's a beast.
Anybody see Richie?
Fuck you.
Is that your mix for the Electric Daisy Carnival in the Woods?
I'm doing some DJing lately. It's an intro to a new song I have.
Yeah, it's a good mix.
Yep. It's post show talk.
Yeah, it's the new segment.
It's just for people who hang around for the post song talk.
We should start giving passwords.
And see how many people get it.
Yeah.
You get to be the first 50 people.
But then you win something.
What do you win? This song performed live at your birthday? He does want the punani.
What if the show went on for another 3 hours? Like, what we do is we end it, but only the diehards. stick around, and there's like a 2-hour fucking show after
see,
that.
The only problem is they would see the
Well, some
time.
People just download it, and then they hear it, and they don't keep... Nobody's looking at the clock. They go, hey, that was a quick 3 hours.
That's true. We should start doing that. Then we have to do 3 hours of content.
Yeah, that would be... I find the sound offensive.
Now, I've been hearing a lot about a place called Super Duper Weenie.
He's got a super duper weenie in his pants.
Oh, man.
I'm Guy Fieri.
Oh, that would be me. I've been swimming in raw sewage. I love it. I love it. I love it.
All sentient beings have the Buddha nature within them.
Buddha. Buddha nature.
I'd love audio of him ordering Chinese food with the accents he puts on words.
Probably would rather see him order Japanese food.
That's true. Let's get one last word from Bushman, because we may never hear from him again. Bushman, what do you think about what's going on in the world, the costumes and the clowns and Australian Batman and English Batman and Liberian Batman? We should have Bush be Liberian Batman.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Anybody see the clown?
What are you doing?
We're like, Bush, yeah, go lower. Yeah, go real low.
Oh, yeah. I'm going low. Going low on those women. Yeah. Easy.
Time out.
In my books, you never turn a blowjob down.
Okay.
He's written two books.
He has written many books.
Both books, you never turn one down.
Both are out of circulation, but might come back.
I think his dick's out of circulation. Hey-o!
What, did he tie it off with a rubber band?
I don't know.
Hey, that's post-jokes. Post-show joke.
That's post-song.
Post-show joking around.
That's post-song. All right,
I'm done. Okay, bye.